Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody.
Leaving
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Apostle Sadie Elliott. So glad and elated to stop by the show today. For each person that's on or will come on the line, let's have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast, this day, dear Heavenly Father. Open up our eyes, open up our ears, dear Heavenly Father, for the word of God like never before. Teach us, dear Heavenly Father. Show us what you would have us to know and learn today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be able to go in the archives where others may listen to it later, dear Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Today, our topic is wisdom. Is wisdom something you can learn or acquire? And if anybody on the line that come on would like to talk about that, feel free. All you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad of your phone, and the number to call in to pass it on is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is area code 646-716-4389. And invite someone on that may not be working. They're just sitting around the house, don't know what to do, and they may want to come on and listen to the broadcast today. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. Some of our tag words today is wisdom, devote, truth, and desire. And the as we go through, is wisdom something you can learn or acquire? You know, sometimes solving a complex problem in trigonometry and writing a computer program that will guide a nuclear submarine both require a great intelligence. But such intelligence does not guarantee a fulfilling, balanced, and predictive life. Success in relationship, raising children, and spiritual maturity are dependent not on intellect, but rather on wisdom. You know, the Bible, which devotes the whole book of Proverbs to the subject, teach that thy wisdom to master life challenge and to understand spiritual truth is found only in God. So when we need wisdom, we go to God and ask God to give us wisdom. Show us which way to go, what to do, how to do it, how to fulfill it, and everything. That's what we're talking about, wisdom. And that's one of my things I pray for daily, is more wisdom and understanding. You know, Proverbs 4:1-3, we have to learn to be wise and develop good judgment. Let me turn over to that for you all that may not have your Bibles right there in front of you. Let me turn on over to Proverbs, the 4th chapter, and verses 1 through 13. And it's saying, hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. Here you're going to start getting your wisdom when you are instructed and listening and paying attention. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tended and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandment and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the word of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Here is telling you here, Proverbs chapter 4, about wisdom and understanding, and the different components that you go through on your wisdom. You know, wisdom can be acquired through diligently search and obedience to God. If we're obedient to God and doing what he say do, he's going to give us more wisdom like never before. Over in 1 Kings, let me turn over to that. I have a lot of scriptures today. Let me turn over to 1 Kings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. First King, the third chapter, verses 5 through 14. Let me turn right over to that one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Verses 5 through 14 said, "And Gibeon, the Lord, appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. Thou hast kept him, his great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day." Verse 7 says, "And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in." Let me read that one again. Verse 7 says, "And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in." And verse 8 says, "And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" And verse 10 said, "And the speech pleased the Lord, and Solomon had asked this thing." And we're going to go to the 14th verse. "And God said unto him, Because thou hast asked this thing for thyself, long life, neither have asked riches for thyself, nor have asked the life of thy enemy, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the king like unto thee all thy days. And if thou walkest in my way to keep my statute and my commandment, as thy father David did, walked in, I will lengthen thy days." Here, all through this scripture, he getting understanding and wisdom. You know, giving me understanding, mine, so that I can know the difference between right and wrong. And Solomon made wisdom and understanding the priority of life with God. Here, through all this scripture that I read, here Solomon made an understanding the priority of his life with God. And that's what God wants us to do. He will give us the wisdom. We got to be prepared when he give us to be obedient and hear the instruction that he give us. Don't run off half-cocked. Let us listen to the instruction to the fullest of what he given, so we can get a clear understanding of what he is saying. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you know, I put on there, well, how does one gain or grow in wisdom? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked. I looked over in James 1 and 5. It says, if you need wisdom, ask him, and he will gladly tell you. You know, we receive wisdom when we seek his source, which is God. So that's why we seek God every day and ask God for wisdom, for knowledge, for understanding. We asking him for these things because we know we need it, we want it, and we need it in this life that we're in right now. We need all the understanding and the wisdom of God to keep going, to keep doing what he have called us to do. You know, over in Psalms 119, let me turn over there to Psalms 119. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give God the praise this morning. Let me get on over there. Hallelujah. coming from scriptures today. That way you can follow me. Psalms 119. Let me go on over to verse 96. Okay, let's see what it say. Okay, 196 and, Psalms 119 and verse 96 through 106. And it's saying, I have seen an end of all perfectionists, but thy commandments exceedingly broad. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou thought thy commandments have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teaching, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Here right there talking about their testimony, all the meditation. You know, I understand more the ancient because I kept thy precept. I have refrained my feet from evil, every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Precept I get understand, therefore I hate very false ways. The word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. We're talking about the wisdom and the understanding of God today. You know, your commandment make me wiser than my enemies. We're talking, excuse me, from the word. For your commandments are my constant guide. I mean, God left his commandments for us to follow. You know, God's word is an unending source of wisdom for those who apply themselves to study. Excuse me. And we have to study. The word of God tells us we have to study to show ourselves approved. That means we got to get in this word like never before, all of us. And you know, God's word is an unending source of wisdom for those who apply themselves to study. And you know, does spiritual wisdom guarantee success? Well, let me turn over to 1 Corinthians and see what it says to that question. Excuse me, I don't know where I done got that cough from this morning, but we going to go on. Let me drink a little water. Praise God, praise God. 1 Corinthians 1, 19 and 21 say, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. And let's go on to 21. Okay. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputers of this world? Have not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the word by, let me read that again. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Over in 22nd verse, it say, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. So I ask you today that's listening, are you seeking wisdom and understanding from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Or are you thinking you're doing it on your own? We got to pay attention to what God is doing in our life. You know, he was saying in 1 Corinthians, I will destroy human wisdom and discard their most brilliant idea. They're above God now. They got some knowledge. God done give them some knowledge. So they're thinking they done created the world. They done created all this. But they forgot God is the one give them the knowledge. God is the one give them the wisdom and the understanding to seek him like never before. You know, spiritual wisdom allow us to avoid the foulness of the world wisdom. Because when we learn the wisdom of God, that will take us, that will lead us on to where we need to go. We won't be sidetracked or anything, excuse me. So we give God the praise for that this morning on those scriptures we're reading. And then I went over to Proverbs. Let me try go over to it on the spiritual wisdom guarantee success. Over in Proverbs, the 5th chapter. Let's see what that say. Verses 1 through 6. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow down thy ear to my understanding. Here they're talking about the wisdom and bowing down, but you can get a good understanding. And let's see how many verse, to the 6th verse, that thou mayest regard discretion, that thy lips may keep knowledge, for the lips of a strange woman drop as honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter, as wood worm, sharp as a two-edged sword. Go down to earth and take steps on hell. Lest thou should ponder the face on the path of life, her ways are movable that thou cannot know them. So we're still talking about wisdom today and understanding. You know, that verse is telling us to pay attention to the wisdom. Then you will learn to be discreet. Hallelujah. You know, wisdom protects the wise from evil. And let's go over to Matthew. I'm just giving you some chapters and some reading in the Word of God on this topic on wisdom. Can you acquire it or have you been born with it? And, you know, wisdom protect the wise from evil. And over in Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 24th verse, to the 27th verse say, therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine and do it them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, let's see what some more is saying over here in Matthew 7, 24 through 27. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heard these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And our last verse, and the rain descended carefully at the flood gates of heaven. Hallelujah. You know, anyone who listens to my teaching and obey me is wise, like a person who built a house on solid rock. Wisdom allow us to build our lives on a firm foundation. Yes, he does. Yes, he does, on a firm foundation. And, you know, I have some more things here about the wisdom and the understanding. You know, wisdom is used in the New Testament both as a wisdom of God and the wisdom of human. Usually the New Testament speaks negativity of human wisdom. Then Paul described this message as being not in the palatable way of wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and the power. You'll find that 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. Human, hallelujah. You know, human wisdom all along has no ultimate merit of its own. Paul cried in the Old Testament to demonstrate that God would destroy human wisdom. The Lord also makes sure that the world would never find him through human wisdom, but more like Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was trying to get some more information to give to you today. God's wisdom is most clearly seen in the gospel of the crucifix of Christ. As conveyed in the New Testament, in Paul's letter to the Corinthian church, he vividly contrasts the positive and naked sense of wisdom in proclaiming the death of Jesus Christ. The world did not know God by their own wisdom, 1 Corinthians 1:21. In other words, the true revelation of God and his redemption of mankind was not revealed to those who sought such thoughts through worldly wisdom alone, which was typical in the Greek apostles. From the Greek perspective, the Greek alone, which was typical, typified in the Greek approach. From the Greek perspective, the gospel was a kind of foolishness, and yet the gospel of Jesus Christ was both the power of God and the wisdom of God. Jesus, for those who believe, became, because the ultimate source of what really happened. Excuse me. Y'all have to excuse me. That little tickle come in my throat. Since wisdom is rooted and grounded in God, truth and spirit wisdom is God's gift. Excuse me, you all. It could be seen in the lives and world of the servant of God, such as Stephen, Acts 6:10. And Paul 2, Peter, 2 Peter 3:15. Spiritual wisdom, which provides the knowledge to enable a person to fully live the life given by God, was to be desired for oneself and prayed for in others. A clear distinction between God and evil wisdom is provided in the letter of James. A person whose life reflects jealousy and selfish ambition does not have the true wisdom of God. I think I'm going to see that again. Excuse me. A person whose life reflects jealousy and selfish ambition does not have the true wisdom, earthly minded and not spiritually. But true wisdom is God-given. This wisdom is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruit, without uncertainty or insincerity. Seeking God's wisdom and not our own will surely lead to blessing and commitment and contentment in Jesus. My. We're talking about wisdom today. God offers wisdom to all who desire it. You find that in Proverbs 1:23 and James 1:5. God says, you want wisdom? Ask him for it. And that's what we have to do. We have to ask God for everything we want, especially spiritually give. He'll give it to us freely, but we got to want it and do what he say with it. Because God is a good God, you all. I'm going to play because this flame is something in my throat. So I'm going to drink a little water, play a little music, and be right on back.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh. Kingdom people,
mighty warriors, encourage believers,
with
peace.
He's under my feet. One more time, let me have a shout of praise to the King.
under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
Oh, yes, he is.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
Yes, the enemy is under our feet. Excuse me. Forgive me, the sinus was draining. You know, coming to the close hour broadcast, is wisdom something you can learn or acquire? You know, over in Proverbs 4, 1 through 10, we break it down where parents usually do all they can to meet the physical and emotional and educational need of their children. Proverbs suggests that the most important asset we can impart to our children is a hunger for wisdom. The book of Proverbs tells us all about wisdom. We want to know about wisdom. Let us read Proverbs from 1 all the way to the end of the chapter. Unlike intelligent personality and talent, wisdom is not in our genetic makeup. We must learn it from God. So, is wisdom something you can learn or acquire? We learn it from God. We begin to be wise when we are reverent toward God and his word. Parents who teach wisdom and model good judgment leave their children an inheritance that is life-giving and far more valuable than gold. We're talking about wisdom today. And anyone who listens to my teaching, obey me from the word of God, is wise like a person who built a house on solid rock. My. Today, we've been talking about wisdom. Is it something you learn or acquire? And we found out it is something that you learn from our Almighty God, from what he is telling us. We are learning that. And the more we learn, the more we get wisdom. The more we being taught and listen, the more we can go forth. My. So today, that was the topic today we had on wisdom. I hope everyone that came on was able to get something out of it. I know when you don't put nothing in it, you can't get nothing out of it. But when the one person putting everything in it, but we need people to come on and try to help out some. That way we can see that what we're doing is beneficial to help someone else. Because everybody may have a different view on something, on wisdom. But I know the Bible says if you lack wisdom, ask God. And so I ask him daily myself for wisdom, for the truth, to desire a more wisdom, more understanding, more knowledge from him. And I know going to him, that's the way I'm going to be able to receive, everything that I need from him is by obedience, by listening to the word of God and doing what he say, not just trying to work solving a complex problem. But when we go to him, he'll solve it and show us how to solve that complex problem. You know, God offers wisdom to all who desire it. And if we desire wisdom, he will give us the desires of our heart. So today, wisdom allows us to build our lives on a firm foundation. So I hope you got something out that broadcast today on wisdom. Is it something you learn or acquire? And it's something that you learn daily from God's word and God teaching us on wisdom. So this is coming to the close of our broadcast. And we hope that you can come back next week for another broadcast on this air. And if anybody would like to say anything on it, hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you all today. Because I know a lot of people, this not might be a shouting message, a shouting teacher on wisdom, but we all do need wisdom. And without wisdom, we can do nothing, you all. When we woke up this morning, we needed wisdom for God. Oh, God, give us a direction, what you want us to do today, which way you want us to go today. We need some understanding. We want to be obedient. We don't want to go around like an airhead, as some of these children say, but we want to go and joy and peace knowing what it is that you want us to do. And in my closing, the word of God in the Old Testament and in the New Testament lead to an understanding of life and a true knowledge of God. The world cannot and does not know God through its misguided and secluded wisdom. Christians are to seek the wisdom from God to truly know him and live wisely in this life. You know, over in Proverbs, as I say this, the book of wisdom, Proverbs teaches that wisdom is accessible to all who want it. Wisdom even called out to people to come and learn from her. King Solomon asked for wisdom, and God granted it to him. In the New Testament, James echoed the Old Testament concept, urging Christians to pray for wisdom, and God would gladly give it. Wisdom saved the wise from wicked person. My. You know, wisdom saved the wise from wicked persons. You know, the Lord created all things by wisdom. Wisdom is priceless, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A wise person seeks out advice from others, and that is a mark of self-love in a good sense. It's a reward for those who pursue wisdom. The model wife and mother of Proverbs is a woman who have learned to speak with wisdom, coming from Proverbs 31 and 26. I hope you all got something out of the different scriptures that I read out to you today talking about wisdom. But read from Proverbs all the way through and ask God for what you need, the wisdom and understanding of his word. That's the only way we can be able to get it. We're going to have to dig deep for the word of God like never before. So until next week, you all be blessed. I love each and every one of you. And do come back. Bring somebody else to the line next week. We're going to have another exciting topic that you may be able to relate to on worship. We're going to talk about worship next week. Is there a right way and a wrong way to worship? Should our worship be somber, serious, or joyful and celebrated? So we're going to talk about worship next week. So call your friends, call your family member. Tell them to come on for next week at 10 o'clock. From 10 to 10:30, we're going to talk about worship. So until next week, I want each and every one of you all to be blessed. We give God the praise and have a happy resurrection. Love each and every one of you all. And until next week, be blessed. Bye-bye.